Highway crashes on Wyoming interstates are a common occurrence, but the back-to-back multiple vehicle crashes last month even got the attention of locals. It led to the latest discussion about traffic safety and whether more could be done. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports, highway safety, especially when it comes to Interstate 80, has been on the minds of state transportation officials for some time.
Interstate 80 is the busiest highway in Wyoming, and it's the stretch of highway that consistently features the most severe weather in the state. When you mix heavy traffic with fog, slush, ice, and high winds, it's a recipe for disaster. Even so, Wyoming Department of Transportation Director John Cox says when there's back-to-back multiple vehicle crashes like they saw in April, it certainly gets their attention.
It spurs yet another conversation. What have we done? Is there anything technologically or boots on the ground more that we could do? Is there anything on the engineering construction side that we could do? So it's really kind of a constant ongoing conversation here.
Cox says there is always a debate over whether the road should be closed more often. Business leaders and citizens have pushed back against road closures, and legislators have been reluctant to spend money to fund more troopers, although Cox says better enforcement would certainly help. But he says one recent less expensive change has made a difference, and he believes it has saved lives. It's called the variable speed limit. On many sections on Interstate 80, the Highway Department have installed new digital speed limit signs that allows them to change the speed limit in seconds.
The sheer number of crashes has reduced. The number of multiple vehicle crashes has reduced. And the number of fatalities over the stretches where we have the VSL in place has dramatically reduced.
A recent University of Wyoming study indicated that they've seen approximately 35 less crashes a year in variable speed limit zones. Cox says the fact that the speed limit was set at 45 in a multi-vehicle crash between Laramie and Cheyenne in April probably saved lives. He says a similar pileup that occurred west of Laramie was not in a variable speed limit area.
Somebody drove into the fog bank and piled it up, and then the chain reaction began. And so people were driving into an area where there was limited visibility. But their kind of entrance speed was probably considerably higher. And here we go with a fatality.
Variable speed limits is just one part of a major effort undertaken in the last few years by the Wyoming Department of Transportation to reduce crashes and fatalities. This is YDOT's Traffic Management Center, or the TMC. It features a number of large screens that show highways across the state. Other screens that display measurements of average speed on various highways, data such as highway temperature as well. It also allows them to communicate with highway maintenance workers, the highway patrol, and drivers. It is here that they compile and send out information about highway conditions and set the variable speeds. Vince Garcia is in charge of the effort. He says they adjust speeds using a formula that makes the highway as speedy and safe as possible.
Put the math together to make a recommendation that would be most appropriate to slow down a vehicle or to basically be the distances it needs to be able to stop in time.
They can make these changes within seconds. With five people constantly monitoring all the sections of the state and communicating with those on the ground, the TMC's Susie Roseberry says they can update road conditions quickly.
And once those conditions are updated, it blasts that out to our phone system, to our text and email messaging system, to the website, the map. We have some new smart TVs that are being put up around the state in various locations that give kind of a worst-case overview of the general area. It goes out to those as well.
They also send information to truck dispatchers and use huge monitors along the highway to tell motorists about approaching conditions and future weather updates. Garcia says they know that the text and emailing system alone sends out 36 million messages in the winter. The website got about 600 million hits in the winter months, and they are developing an app.
We know that there's a potential for people to be distracted, so we're building it such that it will have hands-free, eye-free operation. Person basically turn it on, tell the system that they want to be alerted X number of miles in advance of an event, and the system will read it to them as they're coming upon it.
but there is only so much they can do.
If it wasn't for the drivers, you'd probably have this all set.
Not the truth. And all it takes is one driver to make a mess.
YDOT Director John Cox says the messaging systems and variable speed limits only work if people pay attention to them, which is not always the case. He says that's one reason he continues to support increased enforcement on the highway. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.